Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
Genocide, they cry about Israel. They distort reality and downplay the clear intent of Hamas to annihilate Israel. Just listen to what Hamas and Iran say.
Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer made the comments in response to an Amnesty International report accusing Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Amnesty said its 300-page report was a wake-up call for the international community and urged states to stop transferring weapons to Israel. Agnes Callamard, Secretary General of Amnesty International, said they identified a pattern of conduct in Israel's attacks against the Palestinian people.
We looked at everything that needed to be considered.
Hamas's October 7th attack that sparked the war last year resulted in the deaths of some 1,200 people, mostly civilians. Israel's retaliatory campaign has killed over 44,000 people in Gaza, mostly civilians, according to figures from the Hamas-run territory's health ministry, which the United Nations deems reliable. France's Prime Minister Michel Barnier is expected to resign Thursday. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
On Wednesday, National Assembly lawmakers from the far left and far right passed a no-confidence measure. The move came after Barnier used a constitutional tool to force through an unpopular budget proposal that he said was key to addressing France's sizable economic troubles. France's turmoil comes at a challenging time for Europe. Another European Union heavyweight, Germany, is also struggling economically and politically. The bloc faces internal divisions, an emboldened Russia, a struggling Ukraine, and an incoming Trump administration in the U.S., which Europeans fear will be less inclined to support Kyiv and the transatlantic alliance. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Syria's military said it has withdrawn its forces from the central city of Hama after intense fighting with insurgent forces, marking another major defeat for President Bashar al-Assad in the country's ongoing civil war. The rebels, led by Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, said earlier Thursday they had entered the city and seized its prison, freeing detainees. Abu Muhammad al-Julani, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham's leader, called on Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani to not get involved. In the same way, Iraq and Prime Minister al-Sudani distanced his country lately from the war between Iran and the region, we urge him to distance Iraq from entering the new furnace of what is happening in Syria. The rebels took the main northern city of Aleppo last week and have since pushed south from their enclave in northwest Syria. The observatory, which relies on a network of sources inside Syria, says 727 people, mostly combatants, but also including 111 civilians, have been killed in Syria since the violence erupted last week. Protests continue in Seoul, South Korea on Thursday against President Yoon Suk-yeol after a sudden brief imposition of martial law. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties move to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. The draconian action lasted only about 6 hours as the National Assembly quickly voted to overrule the president. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday accused Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of spreading a tsunami of misinformation and blamed Moscow for escalating the war in Ukraine.
Now, one of our colleagues talked about escalation. He's exactly right. Let's talk about escalation. Let's talk about the introduction of North Korean forces into Europe. Let's talk about the use of intermediate-range ballistic missiles to attack Ukraine.
The two men were in Malta for the annual ministerial meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Lavrov's first visit to a European Union country since Russia's 2022 invasion of its neighbor. Lavrov and Blinken were not due to meet face-to-face. Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries have decided to put off increasing oil production as they face weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.